Hello, this is 5 Minutes with the Prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 752, 752. And we've been talking about the death of Christ. We want to go for our golden scripture from where we got the golden, that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you've received, and where ye stand, by which also ye saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain." And that's why I was supposed to tell you that you've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then he continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we've been talking about the death of Christ. We look at the physical events, we're not on the revelator and looking for at it by revelation. We went into Genesis, we went to Luke, and now we're in Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." So how do you pay attention to God's word? By decreasing the attention and priority you give to other things and making God's word your priority. Time to sit down, read the Bible for yourself and study the Bible for yourself. Not just hearsay, but what you have seen from the word yourself. First-hand information, very important, critical, very, very important. Okay, so yesterday I was talking to you about how Jesus met, where it was walking along with his disciples, saw a fig tree, cursed the fig tree because it had leaves but no figs, and how he used words. How important and the premium you will have to put on your words. So he said to them that no man eats, he said to it, "No man eats fruit of you ever again." Now, then, when they were coming back, according to Mark, then they said, Peter noticed that Mark 11:21 said, Master, the fig tree, because when he spoke to it in Mark 11:14, he said, "And the disciples heard him." And the disciples heard him, Mark 11:14. So when they were coming back the following day, now Peter said in verse 21, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead. Of course, when we are reading it, we just say, Master, the fig tree, but you can imagine the shock. He said, Master, hey. That's more African, isn't it? Master, the fig tree of God is dead. That's more Nigerian. So he was surprised, definitely. Now, I just want to point out this before we go further, that Matthew writes it in a different way, in the sense that Matthew says that the fig tree died instantly when Jesus spoke. Matthew 21:19-20, he says that, "And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and said unto it, Let no fruits grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away." So Matthew says the fig tree withered up immediately Jesus spoke, but Mark said the following day we're coming back. So is there a disparity there? Now let me show you something. What happened really was that the roots died instantly when Jesus spoke. When Jesus spoke and said, "No one eats fruit of you again. This fruit, no one will ever take it again forever." That was the death of the circumstance, of the situation, of that tree, of that situation. That was it. When he spoke was when he died. But maybe like how you can cut a rose or cut a flower, bring it home, put it in a flower vase, and it has water, and the thing is looking nice, and the following day the colors are not fading, it's just like how it is, the leaves are green and fresh. Listen, it doesn't mean that thing that you cut off will live. That thing died when you cut it off, but it has the semblance of life because immediately you put it into water and it's looking fresh and it's looking green and it's not fading. So if you don't take it, you think that the thing didn't die. It died. In the same way, when Jesus said to the tree, no one will eat fruit of you, the thing died. It died. The roots died. But perhaps the leaves were fresh, were green, and that's why they went. But Matthew West, who was by faith looking at it, said, no, the thing died immediately the master spoke. But physically, the tree looked fresh, but the roots were dead. And therefore, when they were coming back, they could recall and say, Master, the tree that you spoke to is truly dead. I know that that thing that you spoke in, that prayer you prayed, it worked, my dear. It worked. Believe it. Those words that you spoke, you uttered, they did that job. You are so blessed. Please come back for more.